Past 7 with Matchbox 20 Real World. Happy Monday. JB here. Thanks, Country Autos, GWM, Havel, Bridge Street, West Hamworth. I never knew this. Apparently, Norway give the UK a Christmas tree each year in reference to the support that the UK gave Norway during the Second World War. That's lovely, isn't it? So every single year, someone in Norway goes out there, chops down a massive pine tree, and they ship it over to the UK, and the UK put it in a giant pot and put it in the middle of Trafalgar Square. It sounds lovely. However, this year, the tree's a little dodgy. I don't know what's going on with the climate in Norway, but something's happened because the tree, it's a little sad. I mean, they always say it's the thought behind the gift, right? Which I get. But this tree's a it doesn't deserve to be put on display in the middle of Trafalgar Square. I don't know, one of the many other smaller squares in England, sure, you know? I don't know, maybe the middle of, Tamworth Square, you could put it. But Trafalgar? The tree's a little shabby. Imagine a Christmas tree with half the prongs and the branches on it snapped off, and it's not green. It's like a browny, dirty colour. That's kind of what we're going for. It's quite clear that, I guess, that Interflora forgot to include the little sachet of plant feed when they shipped it over.
Ah! Mum! I trotted another cockroach!
We better go.
11 past 7, happy Monday with the Kid Leroy, Justin Bieber, and Stay JB here. Thanks, Country Autos, GWM, Havel. Hopefully, obviously, went out there and voted on Saturday. Is there no more awkward moment in your life than when you're walking up to the polling booth and they're handing you the how to vote cards? I never know what to say when they hand them to you. What do you say? You can't exactly, you know, because you're not meant to tell people who you're voting for. You can't exactly say, oh yeah, no dramas. Or you can't really tell them to get stuffed either. If it's someone you totally disagree with in the political scheme of things, you can't go, nah, I'm not voting for you. I mean, I'm sure some people do that. I find that a little rude. So I don't know what do you do? Because you kind of have to acknowledge that you've gotten the how to vote card, don't you? You can't just, because that's rude as well, saying nothing, just taking it and wandering off. It's very awkward. Anyway, down to the election numbers while you ponder that thought. And it does look like at this stage, the incumbents Russell Webb and Mark Rodder will be back on the Tamworth Regional Council at this stage, joined by a couple of new people, Mark Sutherland, also B.E. Burke, and Stephen Mears will all be joining them on council. There's 9 councillors to be elected, so it does leave a few more seats. At this stage, Judy Coates on 3.2, Helen Tickle on 5.5, Phil Betts, the current deputy mayor of Tamworth Regional Council, currently on 6.5, Jim Maxwell on 3.4, Ray Tate 2.9, Marjolin Thomas on 3, Stephen Marr on 1.5, Chris Buckman on 1.6, Brooke Southwell 5.8, and Charles Impey 3.5. So no doubt we'll get some clearer pictures of that over the next couple of days, and we'll keep you up to date with our local news throughout the day right here at 92.9. By the way, if you do know what to do with those how to vote cards, please, just let me know. Cold Hard from Dua Lipa and Elton John at 92.9. Happy Monday. JB here.
Here's a lighthearted look at what happened while you're asleep. It's the feed. It's the feed.
Prince Williams revealed his 3 favourite songs, the songs that have the most treasured memories for him. And look, I thought there might, Speak of the Devil might be a little bit of Elton John in this, because obviously he's got a lot of associations and connections with the royal family, but surprisingly, no, this is a little sad. His first song that he named is, this surprised me, it's this. You're simply the best. Yeah, he's a fan of Tina Turner, the best. Apparently his mum, of course, the late Princess Diana, used to sing this one at the top of her voice while driving him to school. Of course, she was a very hands-on mother. Used to actually drive them to school. She'd crank this one up, sing it at the top of her voice. as she was dropping them off at the school gate. Even the Secret Service detail that were in the car, they'd be sitting there in their suits going, "You're not allowed to sing, it's not part of the protocol," and then they just sort of hum along, you know. So that's kind of sad. That's one of his favorite memories. Apparently the kids now, of course his kids, Prince George and Charlotte and Louis, they apparently fight over this one getting played from Shakira, Waka Waka. This time for Africa. So apparently they fight over that one. Shakira, Waka Waka. I'm not familiar with it, to be totally honest with you. But anyway, apparently it was the World Cup song from 2010. And then this kind of surprised me as well. Prince William apparently likes this track to kickstart a dreaded Monday morning. It apparently puts you in the mood. Yeah, I was as surprised as you as well, I have to admit. Yeah. I couldn't see the royal family being fans of AC/DC. I mean, whatever the Jubilee is coming up for the Queen, could we see AC/DC performing there? A massive stage, pyrotechnics out the front there of the Buckingham Palace. What do you reckon? Yeah, I can't see it either. Some surprising songs on the royal family iPod. Kevin Anderson joining me on this Monday morning. How are you, Kev?
Good morning, JB. I'm well, and yourself?
Yeah, doing really, really, really well.
Good to hear.
Thanks for joining me. You're very busy. What's going on now? I've got to ask you, what's going on with the Dungowan Dam?
Yeah, mate, moving ahead, which is great. So just putting a rocket up some of the bureaucrats to get them moving and get some paperwork moved off their desk. It's always a drama when you can get stuff done, you get it approved, you get the money in the bank, and then the paperwork sits on a bureaucrat's desk somewhere waiting for a signature. So yep. Pretty keen to get that moving. I've got a meeting with Water New South Wales this week. It'll happen. I just got to get it moving and start trying to push an elephant, JB. But, mate, it's happening. So I've got a big meeting tomorrow with Water New South Wales and we'll be able to update you on where that's all at. But, yeah, definitely happening and we definitely need that extra water security for Tamworth.
Yeah, that's definitely it. Some great news announced on Friday as well about...
with Obico.
Yeah, Obico. That's awesome. Tell us about that.
So this is awesome. So Obico, as we know, do a lot of truck bodies and they do a lot of manufacturing, around vehicles and machinery in and around Tamworth. But also what they've got is they've got major national contracts where they build, all the truck bodies you see with Telstra floating around on the back of the trucks.
Yeah,
They build all those. And we've just been, they've been successful in a $200,000 application to expand their business for gas tank manufacturing for trucks.
Cool.
So all the L-gas, the tanks you see on the back of L-gas trucks?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They do all that.
Oh, wow.
Which is incredible. So what that means is they're going to be able to put another 10 people on, and they're running about 17 apprentices at the moment with Anthony there and Fiona's doing the books and running the show. So, look, it's a very big deal for Obico, and they've got about 70 employees at the moment. And you should see this place; it is incredible, mate. They're just manufacturing truck bodies and some mining equipment where they need a crane on the back of a truck. They'll build it. They'll put the crane on. They make all the framework and the steel and the manufacturing and make it happen. So, it's a very exciting place. It's an inspiring place to be at on Friday to see the work being done there, mate. It's a hidden gem in Tamworth.
We got a bit of history with that kind of stuff because I know the old ambulances used to be built here in Tamworth years ago as well. So
Yeah, that's right. JCAB used to build the ambos as well. Buses. We used to build buses.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And I used to catch, years ago, a bus in Sydney to get to work. And it was a bus built in Tamworth, believe it or not.
Oh, cool. There you go.
Yeah. JCAB Industries. It was pretty cool to sit on a Tamworth-made bus.
That's fantastic.
Manufacturing going on in and around Tamworth.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's fantastic. That's excellent. There's a couple of school presentations going on this week as well as the school year starts to quieten down for 2021.
Yeah, absolutely. All the HSC's done and dusted, yep. mate. And what a hell of a year for students.
Yeah.
They've put a lot of work into trying to keep some sort of normalcy to get to where they need to be, particularly for HSC. So, you know, school presos now back on the agenda again, which is great. I'm going to try and get to the Farrow on this Friday, which will be fantastic, and a few others around the trap. So well done to all our teachers who've done a great job. And you know, those year 12s, it's been a disruptive year for them, but they're at the end of it, which is great.
Yeah, I feel for any of the year 12 students that had to do it this year and last year. I would have redone it again. I would have gone, nah, I'm out. I'll do it again the following year and hope it's better. Because I don't know, if year 12 stressful enough, and then with everything in the last 2 years, I don't know how you did it. So give yourself a pat on the back if you're a year 12 student. It's just incredible. Done.
Totally agree. And it only took me 4 goes to get to year 12, so...
Really?
I actually never got that far. I got to year 10.
Oh, wow, there you go.
Yeah, got to year 10, yeah, didn't do year 11 and 12, I don't know, that's it, hard enough. That's fact.
The Christmas tree all lit up now in town... And with that, that's usually our catalyst here at 92.9 to start rolling out all our Christmas tunes. So we'll start introducing those over the next couple of weeks. Do you have a Christmas song that you don't mind?
Yeah, look, I do like you know, the Band Aid song. Do they know it's Christmas? And I think that's pretty good. John Lennon's. So This Is Christmas is also a good one, mate. Yeah, they sort of start to get that feel going, don't they?
Yeah, they do. That's it, exactly. When you start, I know, sort of by Boxing Day, you're a little over him, but this time of year, when you haven't heard him for 12 months, they're not bad.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, here we go. Bring it on.
So the first song, it's either going to be Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You, or Band Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas? Band Aid gets your vote.
Yeah, look, I just think Mariah Carey playing, you know, tonsil gymnastics all the time grates on the nerves a little bit. I know a couple of people with some cats, and I think, hey, have you got Mariah Carey playing with you?
Trot on the cat's tail.
Trot on the cat's tail, singing, you know, All I Want for Christmas Is Some Cat Fud.
I love it. All right, well, I'll put a vote in for Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas then. Done. Easy.
Yeah, job done.
Kev, thank you so much for the chat. We'll catch up again next Monday. Have an awesome week.
You look forward to it, JB. You too, mate.
Thank you. That is Kevin Anderson, our local member in the McDonald's McCafe Coffee Break. And the Big Mac with bacon is back this summer. Crispy bacon with McDonald's special sauce. All on a Big Mac. Gotta love that. You can gather your mates together and head into Macca's, pick up a Big Mac bacon today. And it's available at all 3 McDonald's throughout the region. South on Gunninganoo Road, East on Mary Street, and West on Bridge Street.